Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
The plight of fake food, expired goods, and goods that perhaps are unsafe for our consumption. Typically, we see a lot of this on social media, together with ongoing articles and reports from our peers in the media space. And strong action is now going to be taken by the National Consumer Commission, set to embark on a countrywide inspection for unsafe and expired foods. How will this work? How long will it run for? What are they looking for? And how do they ensure that they're going to take action against some of these retailers? We join on the line by Thezi Mabuza, the National Consumer Commission's Deputy Commissioner. Such a pleasure to have you with us this evening, Deputy Commissioner.
Thank you. Thank you, Kuku. Good evening and good evening to your listeners.
A great conversation we're going to have tonight, which really speaks to all of us as South Africans who are growing in increasing concern around the plight of expired and unsafe foods that we see in our country. Let's start firstly with the stance of the National Commission, Consumer Commission, and what inspired this countrywide inspection?
For us, actually, we see that as a plight of South Africans, and mostly those that are kind of like a little bit marginalized and those that are, in terms of their socioeconomic status, we think that they are being taken for a ride, especially when you would be looking at those far-flung towns and especially also the businesses in the townships. And especially around food that is essential, food for babies like your baby formula, your baby food and all that. We've seen that actually we are putting the lives of fellow South Africans at risk, especially those of lower income groups.
And this is important because, as you say, it does affect and impact the health of many South Africans, especially the most vulnerable. So talk to us about this countrywide inspection. What does it entail? Where do you start? And what are you looking for?
Kuku and the listeners, what we had done is that when you are looking at food, we are a number of regulators, each and every one of us with a stake. You would notice that when you're talking about food, we're talking about the Department of Health, because they have a standards in terms of establishing what is fit for human consumption. And they will also state issues of your date markings and, you know, those date markings in terms of your best before dates and your sell-by dates. And then we also have food that is under compulsory specifications, like your tin fish and all that, wherein you have your national regulator for compulsory specifications that is responsible for that, and even with the measures as well. But then if, let's say, your food has now reached your sell-by date, or the value, the food chain in terms of your cold storage has been broken, and then the food becomes compromised, then we have your environmental health practitioners that have the responsibility to ensure that our storage facilities are safe and the food, in terms of its value chain from manufacturing until it lands on your hands, it is safe. So if something is unsafe, our environmental health practitioners have to make sure that the stores that are supplying, they are conforming. They have a certificate that says that indeed they can sell consumables, especially food, and they comply in terms of the value chain. But you also have the issues now of also your retailers themselves as businesses, and also people that are working there, that if now we were trying to even now enforce some of our acts, we realize that we cannot enforce some of them or maybe even issue an investigation certificate, because today you go to this establishment, the person that is owning that establishment is going by the name X. You come back again tomorrow with an investigation certificate, the very same person, it's now going with the name Y. That would mean that now, in terms of our municipal bylaws and also the registration of businesses and the people that are running them, it's not well regulated. It's where in the Department of Home Affairs comes in. So we are coming together as all these regulators, each and every one of us enforcing their own part, so that then we can then address, as we all have different mandates within the food industry and the commodities that, or maybe the food that ends in your hands as a consumer.
And maybe let's talk about that partnership. We know that there's the Consumer Goods Council, a few other peers in the industry, yourself as the National Consumer Commission. Are you working with other peers, partners and stakeholders to ensure that this is a covers the breadth and scope of your investigation?
Yes, we are working with partners, and for the area now wherein we had started in with the at Limpopo, we are working with the Department of Labor, as we're saying, in terms of now our colleagues, in terms of understanding the businesses. We are working with the Department of Health as well, in terms of now the issues of your labeling and the food that is being fed for human consumption. We are working with the migration officers. We are working with the South African police services for in case we are not going to be allowed to gain access into certain premises. And we are also working with the Department of Environmental Health, the environmental health practitioners at the Department of Health, so that if maybe we find that certain food in terms of their own standards as well has to be removed, because they have that responsibility and that money to remove food. And then we also work with the Department of Waste Management with waste management under environmental affairs as well, so that if that food gets disposed of, then the colleagues that are under waste management, they can then ensure that that food, or maybe those commodities that have to be destroyed, they are disposed of in a correct manner. We do work with the Consumer Goods and Services Council, because they have the membership when it comes to your manufacturers and retailers. Mm-hmm. In terms of then, from their own space, they have to make sure that now the people that are their members comply with all the laws, and then so that if maybe there is a little bit of misunderstanding in terms of what maybe we convey as regulators to the businesses, and then maybe business also doesn't understand what we are saying, then we go through the council so that then we get to explain why we are following a certain course, or maybe if maybe certain regulations we feel that there is general non-compliance, sure, wherein we can partner with them in terms of now educating those businesses to ensure that at least that level of compliance improves.
Sure. Deputy Commissioner, I guess it's very safe to say for many South Africans, and even the organizations you're working with, the SAPS, CGSA, and many others that you've listed, the concern really does remain around poor areas, or maybe our townships is the best way for me to actually phrase it, where there are spaza shops and retail stores that are particularly owned by foreign nationals. And the assumption is that they're not necessarily procuring these goods from recognized manufacturers. So beyond being unsafe, it's actually unregulated and illicit. Tell us how you're going to go about some of these investigations, or if this remains a key area of your focus in the inspections.
Yes, it is becoming a risk for us. We are aware of that. And hence now, when you go to the townships, especially those retailers that are foreign nationals, that's where now we are bringing in the Department of Labor and our immigration officers, because those are the businesses where in now, if you go in and you find non-compliance, or maybe a particular consumer complains, and then you know that their complaint is valid, if you want to issue an investigation certificate, you can issue that, and then you can even get an award from the tribunal. But it becomes hollow, because when you go and enforce it, the very same person that you met when you conducted the investigation, they would not even give you the same papers that they gave you. It will be a different person altogether. So it makes actually regulation a little bit kind of like becoming a futile exercise as well, because we cannot hold them to account, because they're forever changing, and then we don't know their real identities.
So what alternative corrective action are you looking to implement here? Is this where the SAPS comes in?
Yes, it's where the SAPS comes in and the immigration officers comes in. But then I think as well, there has been a conversation in government and some of the municipal bylaws in terms of also business registration and all that. We know that some of the provinces under the wing of the economic development and tourism, wherein now, I think in Gauteng and so forth, they are forcing that each business that trades within that province must be registered. So I'm not sure how far they are. I know that in Northwest, they are actually proceeding with that in making sure that every business becomes registered, especially when they sell food, because besides the certificate of conformity, but also as well, you have to know who is the director if something goes wrong, because that is where, in I think in South Africa, we have lost it a bit, because we did not actually go in and enforce our municipal bylaws, even on issues of safety, because every institution, establishment that sells food, irrespective of where it is, they must have a certificate of a compliance that they are displaying in those premises. But we know that in all, they don't do that. But then again, it's the responsibility of SAPS that any store, even if we call it as parcel shop or so forth, if it sells food, it doesn't have that certificate. They were supposed to close it, but we know it's not happening. So that's why now we are going into the strife to make sure that we take stock of what is happening. And as now it started in Limpopo, going in Mpumalanga, and we will be going back again to Free State, because we, because of the number of complaints that we are getting there, and also in terms of health issues that have been raised, so that when we take stock, we can come back. Besides just our investigation on individual businesses, we also want to have an understanding as a country to say, where have we gone wrong? Where are the wheels falling off? Yeah. So that then we can come in at looking at the number of premises that we would have inspected and said, what is the compliance level? What is it that we can do together as government, and what areas are areas of weaknesses? As we said, the issue of business registration is one. The issues of the certificate of compliance is another. But then the third area as well is the identity of the suppliers. So that are the three areas that we will be looking at, and then also making recommendations as the Consumer Commission as well, to our ministers and the relevant other ministers as well, that their entities also have a stake to play, because then just going there and doing it and complaining, and then we don't change other legislation, or in this case, regulations as well, it becomes really very futile.
100%. I'm so looking forward to seeing how this does evolve, grow, and develop. And most importantly, as you've said, starting off with compliance, looking at the regulation, but that's not enough. Enforcement certainly needs to take place. And that's where SAPS and other institutions certainly need to play a much bigger role, because we're well aware that there's also bribery, some corruption that might be taking place to actually facilitate the running of some of these organizations. Deputy Commissioner, I'm going to squeeze in a voice note from one of our listeners before we do wrap up this conversation. There's a lot we'd like to discuss. This voice note is from Moshe.
As much as this effort is appreciated and long overdue, one of the questions I have is, like, are they going to be able to sustain it, or they're just doing it because there's been a surge in incidences regarding this, and they're just trying to shut us up in the term. But I would like to see them having a permanent existence within our societies, and especially in townships where the most people are vulnerable to these kind of things. So I hope it's a consistent and an ongoing thing, rather than just trying to save face kind of thing.
That's Moshe, one of our listeners here on Kaya Biz. Yes. Thanks for sharing that. I'm hoping you heard that question, the Deputy Commissioner, essentially asking about the sustainability about these efforts and it not being a once-off.
Yes, we are looking at sustaining it. Last year, we made a promise to the then Deputy Minister Kina that we will do it every quarter, given our the financial constraints as well. But then we also have our counterparts with other provincial consumer protectors as well, consumer protection officers in the different provinces. We partner with them because as the national office, our area actually is more to look at the investigations when issues are coming up. But then we are trying then, especially with this new administration, as we will be presenting our reports as well to the new ministers that will be appointed as well, to say these are the issues we are struggling, because the issues that we will be struggling with, it will be the issues of the fiscals, the funds as well that are dwindling, to say, how do we really, as Moshe has said, sustain this? Because now you're talking of staff that has to be on the ground. Yeah. You're talking of us as well going to the courts, because once you have investigated, you also have to to now go in and file that matter at the tribunal. So that would mean you would need a prosecutor. You will need our tribunals to sit more often. Yeah. And then if there is a review as well, because once it goes to the tribunal, you also a review is being done at the High Court. That would mean that you would need also to have a representative, a senior counsel in this case from government, to then go and then defend that matter also at the High Court. It's a little bit of a costly exercise, but it's something for the need. We are created actually to regulate.
100%.
So that is what we should be doing with the funds that we have. We will try and sustain it, but then wherein we are falling short, it's what we will be now writing to the new ministers to say, guys, this is a plight. It has been coming for the past years. We know that there was demise of kids, yep, and all that, food poisoning and all that.
Yes.
So it's a need that, perfect, people want to see something being done.
100%.
And then if you go in...
Deputy Commissioner, I'm going to jump in there only because we are under pressure, but I'm glad that you've elaborated on that response deeply to give us a lot more detail. Very briefly, for South African listeners and consumers who want to actually report some retailers, paza shops or outlets that they believe should be under investigation, can they contact the NCC?
Yes, we would like consumers really to report to us. We have our number, mm-hmm, in Pretoria, which is 012-428-7000. And even if a person is working in a store, they want to be anonymous. You are allowed to do that. Just give us the feedback. Just give us the information that you have. We are able to even be proactive in conducting an investigation if, perfect, there is actually that reasonability that something is happening. Thank you.
Fantastic. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Deputy Commissioner. I wish we had an hour for this conversation. There'd be a lot more interaction with our audience as well. But we will follow up in the months to come just to evaluate how the inspections have gone. But all the best and lots of success on this outcome.
Thank you, Kuku, and thanks to the listeners.
Thank you. That's a Deputy Commissioner at the National Consumer Commission. As you've heard, a countrywide drive to inspect retailers who are selling unsafe and expired goods. They started off in Limpopo, but you too as a South African citizen can actually share your thoughts and report places that you believe, hold on, Kukuletu and Sons Incorporated, we believe that their food is might not be above board. The number to dial, 012-428-7000. Alternatively, go to the National Consumer Commission's website in order to file any concerns that you have there. It is a big story, one that we will follow up on and decided to expand slightly just to give you as much information as possible.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.